Thanks for talking with us, Heather.
Sure, no problem.
What have the impacts to the town of Mancos been from the fire at the Western Excelsior plant?
To date, we have not seen financial impacts yet. We will, generally sales tax, and it's going to be an indirect hit. The employees that were affected, the fact that the business is closed, the employees are not living here, they're not shopping here, their children aren't in school here. So it will take several months before we start seeing those impacts, but we do estimate a rather large hit. Region 9 did a study in 2015, and their study showed that Western Excelsior provides about $3 million in direct and indirect impacts to the county as a whole, with a lot of that being here in Mancos. So until my sales tax catches up with real time, I couldn't give you numbers, but we will definitely see an impact. I anticipate seeing it probably by the end of the third quarter.
How many of the employees at Western Excelsior live or have lived in Mancos?
I have heard varying numbers. I believe it was somewhere around between 47 and maybe 55 or 60. And I do not know how many of those employees are still here or who have moved or found jobs elsewhere. Western Excelsior is still running 3 8-hour shifts, but they had over 100 employees and now they're down to maybe 40. So,
how about property taxes and other forms of revenue? What does that look like?
The majority of the Western Excelsior building is in the county. There was a small portion of it that was in the town. So property tax-wise, it's negligible. We're not going to see too much from that. And their sales office was in the county. So direct sales tax from Western Excelsior, not too much of a difference for the town. It's the people who work there not being here, not shopping here.
What would help the most in this case?
In my opinion, if Western Excelsior would rebuild and restart operations at 100%.
As of date, they haven't really given any indication either way, but at the meeting, the representative from Western Excelsior said they probably will not be fully rebuilding.
Right.
And what's your reaction to that?
You know, that's the first that I've heard of it. I do know that there's still obviously something of this magnitude, insurance concerns and that type of thing. So we're just waiting, hoping to see what happens.
If they don't fully rebuild, what's the lowest amount that you guys could accept at the, you know, what? If it was a negotiation, how would you be negotiating here?
You know, I couldn't even tell you that right now. I really have to see how we're going to be impacted by the loss before I can say what we need to make it up.
Heather Alvarez is the town clerk and treasurer for Mancos. Thank you very much.
Thank you.